Entering into the quaint shop, her insides trembled and Clitty leaked. Thank goodness Mistress told her to wear a panty liner, or she'd be soaking her panties and her pants through and through. Hurrying to the first carousel of blouses, pretending to look through them, while making surreptitious glances around the store. This portion seemed to be of ladies' fashions, and a bit of every genre, it seemed. Plus an area for accessories, bags, stockings, lingerie, all the pretty femme things pulled her from one display to the next. Along the back wall and through an archway, she could see naughty toys lining the walls. Shelves housed a torso or head displaying an item nearby for sale. A ball gag on a head, leather panties and bra on a torso, all craftily placed here and there. Continuing gazing through the store, across the room, she sees off to the opposite side, towards the back, a sign hanging above a door. Dressing rooms. Ah, just where she needed to go. Her appointment was at noon, at the dressing rooms. She hurriedly making a beeline towards that area, trying not to make eye contact with anyone else in the store. A beautiful raven-haired woman appears suddenly and asks, "Hi there, may I help you?" She froze, partly from being thrown out of her naughty private thoughts of dresses, bras, and panties, but also because she was stunned by the beauty before her. Her eyes seemed to radiate with a spirit, capturing her attention, a smile so warm and welcoming she seemed to melt into it. Feeling suddenly submissive, she whispers, Oh, the dressing rooms? I have an appointment with Erica? Oh, yes, she cheered. That's me. I'm Erica, and you must be Jem. Oh, yes, she cheered. That's me. I'm Erica, and you must be Jem. Yes, Jem manages to say with a nervous smile. She worried about her trembling clitty under her panties. What would Erica think or do if she just couldn't control it? But before more anxiety-producing thoughts could stab their way through her body, Erica hooked her arm through Jem's like they're best buds and pulling her towards the dressing rooms. Erica chatted cheerfully. So, Jem, I'm all yours for the afternoon. What do you need? Style advice? Size advice? How about some naughty toy advice? Oh, we even have a vanity in the dressing room so we can do your hair and makeup as well. Jem's heart thudded as she entered the warm and softly scented luxury accommodations, soft upholstered chairs, small Chippendale tables with flower arrangements, a pitcher of water, and some glasses, a three-way mirror, and then on a rack at the side of the room, all the pretty things she could ever hope to have, a mirrored door off to the side. Now strip your clothes, and we'll get you ready for your first look. Jem started to move slowly, watching Erica. Was Erica going to leave the room? Erica would certainly see her trembling, leaking clitty if she were to disrobe now. Erica busied herself with the selections over on one side, but quickly noticed Jem wasn't moving. Looking up at Jem, Erica started to giggle. Oh, Jem, don't worry. Didn't someone explain to you? We are an all-inclusive shop here. We have ladies' fashions for men, all kinds of sexy toys, and then the sissy services that incorporates them all. I am well-trained and versed in all things sissy. I'm very experienced in excited sissies, and your trembling new clitty is not going to offend me. You know, Jem, your friend who set this all up with this package also left you a present in that room over there. Now here's your first outfit. Pink satin and lace bra. D-cup, of course. Breast forms to fit. Pink lace, cheeky panties. White thigh highs with pink bows on the front. Erica smiled and gestured to the mirrored door. I didn't mean for you to change out here, honey. Behind that mirrored door is a private area free to change. Jem opens the mirrored door to find a chaise lounge and a pink butt plug, proudly, and a bottle of lube, all sitting on a towel. Jem felt a bit lightheaded as the blood rushed from her head to her groin. Her clitty grew fast and throbbed. Oh, she thought she was going to cream her panties right then and there. Composing herself, she knew she was going to be spending a lot of time and a lot of money here. She wondered, I wonder what the refi rates are for mortgages. And she hurriedly stripped off her clothes and gleefully prepared to be plugged and dressed for the day. Do you want to continue this fantasy? Or would you like to hear your fantasy recorded? That can be arranged. Mistress Erica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy, 1-800-601-6975.